proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue with our series about Israel's post-exilic revival, held during the times of Ezra and Nehemiah. In this section, we will look at the confrontation that the Jewish people had with God's word and learning about how God wanted them to conduct themselves. According to the 8th chapter of the book of Nehemiah, quote, "All the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate," unquote. They asked Ezra to bring a copy of the Mosaic Law with him, and he did so. Where did Ezra get a copy of the Law of Moses? God had commanded the Jewish people to make several reproductions of the scroll containing his law. He directed Moses to place one copy in the Ark of the Covenant, as recorded in Deuteronomy 31. That was not the copy that Ezra had, though. In Deuteronomy chapter 17, God decreed that every future king of Israel needed to possess his own personal copy of the law and read from it every day. Deuteronomy chapter 31 contained an injunction emphasizing the importance of the Jewish people conducting periodic public readings of the law. Quote, "At the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing," unquote. Joshua conducted a public reading of the Mosaic Law, as recorded in the 8th chapter of that book. However, after the death of Joshua, the Jewish people seemed to have discontinued that practice. It was Ezra and his associates who reinstated that custom. Over the course of several days, Ezra conducted public hearings and readings from the Mosaic Law. While he did this, various Levites stood nearby who, quote, "caused the people to understand the law." In 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul exhorted his protege, quote, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine," unquote. Why did the apostle emphasize the importance of reading the Word of God? God's Word remains the standard by which Christians ought to judge themselves in matters of faith and practice. In the 8th chapter of his prophecy, Isaiah proclaimed, quote, "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them," unquote. God's word provides spiritual illumination. The writer of Psalm 119 asserted this when he wrote that, quote, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path," unquote. God's word has the power to change lives. The authors of Hebrews chapter 4 describe the Bible as, quote, "quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart," unquote. The public reading of God's law, described in the 8th chapter of Ezra, the public reading of God's law put every Jewish hearer on notice regarding exactly what God required from each of them. Those who heard the word of God proclaimed could no longer plead ignorance of what God wanted. God's word made it clear that in order to conform to God's expectation for them, the Jews needed to change their ways. This confrontation of God's with God's word led to a crisis point. How would the Jewish people react? Would they seek God's face and turn from their wicked ways? Or would they ignore God's word and continue living like they did? Our next session will explain. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.